Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it.
Black coffee. I am made of earth, covered in dirt, my absence, your purity. I am black coffee, no cream, bitter adrenaline rush poured into your crisp spring water in a cup rinsed clean. I am the juice of the blackest berry, splattered on your freshly painted white walls. I am that daunting black cloud on your clear summer day, that little speck of dirt on your heavenly white gown. I am the scary things to come out at night, and you, the flick of a light switch. I'm Poetic Shell. I am a spoken word poet based in the DMV. That's DC, Maryland, Virginia. Not wherever you get your license renewed. I've been writing and performing spoken word for about 16 years now. So if you're a fan of spoken word poetry, you are in the right place. I write poems that are reflective of my experiences as a Black woman. You'll find a lot of references to Buddhism in some of my work. I also focus a lot on the intersection of gender and race. As a married Black woman who is a millennial, you'll find a lot of themes related to love, difficulty in relationships, friendships, and so on. I wanted to create a hub for my art. I don't necessarily write poetry that looks pretty on a page. I really focus on the sound of a poem versus how it may look. I don't stick to a particular rhyme scheme. I like to play with a lot of internal rhyme. And I find that when my poem is on a page, some of the places where I would place emphasis or some slant rhyme is kind of missed. So spoken word seems to be the best medium for me. I'll be here every month, and I invite you to step into my sanctuary and journey through the resonance of my poetic canvas. Each moment is an exploration of love, loss, spirituality, and the intersection of gender and race. I chose the name Resonance because the definition really resonated with me. No pun intended. Resonance is the occurrence of a vibrating object causing another to vibrate at a higher amplitude. Generally, when I used to perform poetry quite often, I would put a lot of my poems into trios. I like the number 3. It's kind of a weird obsession. I feel like the number is very balanced. So I pretty much pair my poems in a way that sticks to a particular theme. And you hear the gong sounds in between my poems as a way of separation. But also, I wanted my podcast to kind of feel like a sound bath in a way. My podcast will be very short. You can expect them to be around 5 to 10 minutes. And that's intentional so that you can listen to the poems over and over again. Let them sink in. Let them take on a new meaning for you each time you listen to them. I thought about potentially explaining what the poem meant, but I really believe that art is subjective. And even if you may take my art in a way that I didn't intend it, if it means something different for you, I think that's fine. I don't want to control how you perceive my art, how you take it in, that's up to you. I wanted to give you a little taste of what my poetry sounds like so you kind of know what to expect. And I hope to see you in the next moment. Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.